Blog Talk Radio.
Party book. What are you doing tonight? You want to start a revolution? I was prepared to give you my dissertation on the healthcare fiasco. And I am going to do it, but I was preempted while I was jumping channels. I came across Larry O'Donnell on Nothing But Communists NBC. And he was so irritating, I had to respond immediately. I dashed off a blog. It's up on Trump's website, Trump Facebook. And it's entitled, NBC Psycho Alert. Nothing But Communists, NBC, needs to do an employee psychiatric evaluation, starting with Lawrence of Trumpophobia O'Donnell. And if they're afraid of doing that, they should at least fit him for a venom chin cup and a tongue scabbard. An inspection of his basement will probably turn up wall photos of Trump and devil worship symbols of hate. I happen to be passing the NNW network nobody watches, and caught Cobra Face calling Trump names that no one has ever dreamed of. The best one he was spewing was that blessed President Trump is lazy, which is totally ridiculous because the Republicans tomorrow will pass legislation that President Trump be stopped from calling them at 6 a.m. Lazy O'Donnell is also known as a Larry No Here. He has trouble showing for work. And when you call his office, a recording says, Larry No Here. If the psychiatric team that advises management. If the psychiatric team that advises management about potential employee violence analyzes that cell phone conversation, the one on Larry that was granted by the FISA court run by the Loretta Lynch mob at the FIB. They're no longer the FBI, they're the FIB. They could introduce into evidence one fact. Larry is rumored in a conversation with Vladimir Putin to have said that his biggest regret in life is that John Wilkes Booth did not get Mrs. Lincoln too. I have never seen so much hatred boil out of one person's eyes, and the volcanoes for pupils on the head of the god Lod, Larry O'Donnell, the god Lod. His sentence should be, have to walk behind El Trumpo, the job czaro, as his umbrella boy. Hey, NBC, got you last. Now we're going to jump to our tribute to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is coming. Donald Trump is coming. Donald Trump is coming. President Trump is going to get married to the American people. It's going to be the biggest wedding in American history. Everybody loves the President Trump. Excuse me, miss. What do you think about Donald Trump?
If they don't like him that way, they won't like the actor today. I'll be standing right by his side when they say he's a rebel and he'll never be any good. He's a rebel but he never does what he should. Just because he doesn't do what everybody else does. That's no reason.
Rhinos had 8 years to put a health package together, and they tried to scramble something through that they took them 8 minutes. Trump was on the phone at 6 a.m. waking them up to go get the package and present it. And they have called a conference, and they want to pass legislation that Trump can't call them until 10 a.m. And that legislation will be passed tomorrow. Paul Rhino is the one who dropped the ball. Paul Rhino has to be moved on. He has to be promoted. Yeah. And you know what the reason was that the health care didn't pass? They've left out the part where they're supposed to put the lime in the coconut.
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. bowl up, she put the lime in the coconut. She drink a bowl up, she put the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor, woke him up, said, "Doctor, you said nothing I could take." I said, "Doctor, too busy this baby." You got said, "Doctor,
doctor,
you said nothing I could take." I said, "Doctor,
doctor,
too busy this baby." You put the lime in the coconut. You drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut.
Meanwhile, the communists are having a field day. They're doing Kasatskis all over the place. Trump has fallen. They're thrilled. It's like a passion play. Unbelievable. So they're gonna have their usual flag burning ceremony now.
Welcome, comrades, to the Democrat Party. And now we will begin our national anthem. I see Comrade Chuck Schumer is beginning the flag-burning ceremony, and we are now coming out of the hamper because we have gained all the power in the world. Now appearing on stage is Comrade Clinton, and she is bringing her war victories, her medals that she won for the Battle of Benghazi, where she destroyed the Americans. Yes, and she was poor. She started very poor. And the fact that she is now worth $100 million means nothing. She is in sympathy with the poor.
How did you like that vote, this weekend vote, when the Republicans failed the test? 8 years they've been waiting. They've been waiting, and they got Luca Brasi by their own party. They couldn't even get together. I'd hate to see who gets invited to the prom. I got to tell you, if this was my high school, Bishop Dubois High School, run by priests and Maris brothers, if you showed up in class as unprepared as the entire Republican Party, Father Kowski would have locked the door and beat up everybody in the room. It is very sad. And the moral of the story is, una termino por termita. One term per termite. I hear everybody saying Paul Ryan's got 18 years in Congress. And you know what? That's 4.5 other people that could have a job and get in and get out and don't leave them to do us that much damage. It is really sad. You would think that the producers of this show bomb would have taken the show on the road before looking like dumb Shiites in D.C., I said a long time ago, the Republican Party is 30% Democrat. I also believe the Democamo Party is 40% Communist. The Republicans made asses of themselves today. They are not ready for the big time. Trump is the only one working. Trump can't, he's calling Congress mice at 6 a.m. in the morning. Tomorrow the Rhino Rats will pass legislation stating Trump can't call till after 10. Paul Rhino should step down, and take a job as an umbrella boy for Mitt Romney or John McCain. Won't Lindsey Grahamcracker be jealous? The Republicans flubbed the dub. Non semper paratus, never ready, is their motto. If Trump could, many would be fired. I flash back to the movie The Godfather, where Don Corleone tells Michael, whoever comes to you and offers a plan to have a meeting, he is your enemy, and don't forget to whack Paul Rhino. Sorry, Paul, you didn't make the grade. We're not going to let you do it again. Sorry, pal. It's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way the mop flops. Two lessons for today, boys and girls. One, we, the Republicans, and the country are not as strong as we think we are. And we're going to get some terrible, terrible lessons. It is really sad. We're not as strong as we think we are. And two, the conservative minority cannot be locked out of a rhino rally. Never forget, it was a minority, 25% of Americans, that won the Revolutionary War. El Trumpo, the job czaro, has also learned from today's results. You can rest assured he will take a different path to victory, knowing who not to count on. Paul Ryan is like the major who can't get across the river in the movie Patton. And after he gives Patton his sorry excuse why he can't get it done, he is relieved on the spot. And Patton says to a sergeant, "Sergeant, you're now a major. I want you to cross that river in an hour." This is not a defeat for Trump. This is not a defeat for Trump. This is the Republican Kasserine pass. Trump, like Patton, will choose the next battlefield. And the good news is today he played Danny Boy with Trans Canada. And for the first time in 7 years, the pipes are calling. More oil, anybody? Trump tried his best for the party. This is a great lesson. Rest assured, by 2018, as the people realize the Democrat evil that is done in their name, there will be a mass exodus to the Trump Party. And all that will be left in the party of death will be communists that run it now. If this was a passion play, the politicians would be Pharisees, Nancy Pelosi would be Caiaphas, Trump would be a persecuted Jesus, Chuck Schumer would be who? Starts with a J and it's not Jesus. Yeah, and it's not Nicodemus or Dismas. So, in the words of blessed Mel Gibson, that he shouted out in Braveheart, "Hold, hold, steady, ready." You know who really lost today? The kids. The 4,700 babies that had their heads torn off by the Democrats last night. Planned Slaughterhood has to go. Let them get their own blood money. American taxpayers should not be contributing to child murder. God save Donald Trump. God save the American people. I'm going to go now and listen to Bocelli sing about a beautiful woman. I hope that as time goes by, all America gets to see that when Trump finds out about something that's wrong, he takes care of it. He doesn't overlook it. I was a big Bush bot, and I took him with any Democrat, but I was disappointed in some of the things that he did. One that comes to mind are the two border guards that were convicted by a drug dealer who had more power than the two border guards. And they lost everything. Their names were Ramos and Campion. They were Latinos. And they were Americanos first. And they put their lives on the line on the border. And they shot a drug dealer in the ass. And they went to prison. And the drug dealer was paid by the U.S. government to come and testify against them. And some attorney general down there in Texas trying to make a name for himself destroyed two families. And they put him in a prison where MS-13 couldn't wait to get their hands on him. They had to keep him in solitary so they wouldn't be murdered. And their families had to sell their homes so they could get legal fee money. And Bush could have pardoned them both, and he didn't. And I believe he didn't because he didn't want it reflecting on his legacy. He never should have abandoned them. He was their commander-in-chief. As they were loyal to him, he should have been loyal to them. So for that, I condemn little Georgie Porgy, who was still far better than the opposition. Who was the opposition? Gore? Gore, who's been dealing with the terrorists, taking money from Al Jazeera, $300 million. Yeah, he did it all. And now he dumped his wife. He kissed her on stage and then he threw her off. Yeah, he's a real sweetheart. And now he's peddling global warming. And there are alleged rumors that his father, a senator, was selling get out of NAM draft pardons for 10 grand. He could get you off the hook. How's that? How's that? You know how many guys didn't have 10 grand and had to go? And while they were in this sweating in the rice paddies of NAM getting their legs blown off, I had one customer of mine. He went to a high school that had taught mechanics, and everybody in his class went to NAM, and he was the only one that survived. And you know how he survived? He was in an armored personnel carrier that went over a mine, and he was in a hospital for 3 years. His face is in medical textbooks. He was put together. And the nurse that took care of him, they got married. But he always had that PTSD, you know. When you've been through hell, you've been through hell. And which reminds me, there are guys out there that are going to take their lives tonight. There's 13 guys out there that are going to take their lives tonight. If you're within the sound of my voice, don't do it. You already died. God doesn't want to see you. He loves you. He wants you to recover. He wants you to be new and born again. Do not check out. God has plans for you. Tough it out. You've already done the toughest. Tough it out. We'll say a prayer for you. And if you don't think he can talk to anybody, go to any church, sit in the pew. Wait for God's message. You'll get one. So, having said that, I told you I'm a Bush bot. And I'm also a Donald Rumsfeld bot, who I think was fantastic, and how the communists attacked him. The guys in Nam were fighting in the rice paddies, and they were being stabbed in the back by the communists who pretended they were anti-war. They weren't anti-war. They were anti-women. They were working for the communists. And now they sit in the House and the Senate. But Judgment Day is coming. The angel Gabriel has designated El Trumpo to save the country. Let me take a break. I'll give you a tune. How much time we got? 49 seconds. This is a little plug here. I'll tell you about this. Donald Trump, the communists are now trying to put Trump up against Putin. They want to start World War III, but they're not going to go when the call goes out for men to serve. But they'll start the war, and then they'll demonstrate against it, the war that they started. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. And Nam is a classic example of that. So now they want to pit Trump against Putin. First off, we're not ready to fight the Russians or the Chinese. We are totally weak. Obama has destroyed the military and the morale. And he's done it in devious ways. The devil is his consigliere. So they want Trump to go up against Putin. And they're going to tell him, well, Putin has infiltrated the Muslim religion. Communism has infiltrated the Muslim religion, and they're using the Muslims to attack the West. Communism has infiltrated the Catholic religion. All religion has been infiltrated by the communists. Under the tutelage of Antonio Gramsci, they use all his tactics. Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book to Lucifer, his playbook is being used by the Democrat Party today. So they want to pit Trump against Putin. And they're saying, Putin is arming the Taliban. What are you going to do about it? You got to have a showdown. You got to say, you got to straighten Putin out. You got to straighten China out. You got to do it now. How soon can you do it? What are you going to say to Putin when you confront him? And Trump replies,
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best.
How's that? You didn't like to hear Trump saying to Putin, you want to build a snowman? We will nuke you. We will crush you. Do you want to build a snowman? It's a dog joke.
Hi, boys and girls. Got a dog joke for you. This guy is driving through a farming area, and he comes across a house, and there's a dog for sale sign on the porch. And it says, dog for sale at $10. So he goes, oh, I got it wrong. He sees a sign on the porch. The porch says, a talking dog for sale at $10. So he goes up to the farmer and he says, I see you got a talking dog for sale. He goes, yeah, he's around back. You want to go talk to him? Go ahead. So he goes around back, and there's this dog, and he says to the dog, how you doing? The dog says, I'm all right. How you doing? He says, you really are a talking dog. He says, yeah. He says, how did you learn to talk? He says, well, I used to be in the CIA. First they trained me for drug sniffing and the IED sniffing detection. And then I went and I took an advanced course, and they used me. I used to be a spy in the CIA. And if you check, you'll see that in a lot of pictures where diplomats come to the United States or the American ambassador visits a head of state, you'll see me in the picture. And I was eavesdropping. And then I would be debriefed when I came back off the mission. And I would tell the CYA what was going on in the room at the time the conversations were taking place. He says, "My God, that's fantastic." He says, "How come you don't work for the CIA anymore?" He says, "Well, I settled down and I raised a litter of puppies and I'm retired." So the guy runs around to the farmer and he goes, "I can't believe it. This dog talks. How can you be selling this dog so cheap?" And the farmer says, "He's a liar. He never did any of that stuff." Okay. Good? Bad? What do you think?
Okay. We're back. We're going to give you a little Dixieland. Before I finish this song, I want to mention one thing. Those who divide us will destroy us. Those who are pitching one against the other intend to kill both of us. So you better pay attention. Don't let anybody use you. If you're big and fat and jolly, don't let them push you up front in the demonstration to catch the bullets so that they can feign sorrow over your body while they look smile for the camera. Don't let anybody use you. Those who divide us will destroy us. Look what they've done to the South. Look what the media has done to the South. Look how they've humiliated the South, made all Southerners look like jerks. You think that's what's really down there in the Southland? Have you ever met some of these Southerners? They're fine people, and they're all God's children. And you know what? Whether you're black, white, Chinese, Oriental, Asian, Latino, if we fall, the last words you're going to hear are not going to be "shoot the black guy" or "shoot the white guy." The last words you will hear are "shoot the Americans." You go to any American embassy throughout the world and go at lunchtime and watch all of the people that come in that are working, that have giving up their lunch hour to go to the embassy and apply for citizenship to come into the United States. You will be shocked at how long the line is in many of those embassies. The one that comes to mind, I was in Kuwait on a lunch hour, and I saw at least 50 people inside trying to get a visa to come to the United States. There's a reason for that. And Trump is going to make it the reason that everybody knows, and that's that we're going to be the greatest country once again on the face of the earth. And we're going to have American pride, and that's what everybody wants. So I'm going to close with the Del Vikings singing, "Is It Any Wonder That I'm Falling For You?" That's our show, folks. God keep you safe.